Masechet Shavuot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalid. In the previous Mishnah, we quoted a Mishnah from Horayot that said that if the Bet Din makes a mistake and the majority of the Jewish people follow that mistake, then the Bet Din has to bring a special korban. But we brought an exception to that rule, was a mitzvat aseh sheba mikdash she'en hayavin aleha, a positive commandment in regards to the Bet HaMikdash. If the Sanhedrin gives a ruling according to it, and it's a mistaken ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people violate it, then in that unique scenario, we say that the Sanhedrin is not obligated to bring the special korban as a make-up for that mess-up by the Sanhedrin. We're going to continue that Mishnah, where there was a second din that the Mishnah brought, that if the Sanhedrin is obligated to bring a special hatat, if they rule about a positive commandment about a nida, if they make a mistake with that, as we will explain. Mishnah says, "Ve'ezohi mitzvat aseh shebanida shehayavin aleha." What's an example of the positive commandment with a nida that if the Sanhedrin is obligated to make a special korban if they make a mistake? We say it's the commandment that applies in the following halacha. If a man was having relations with a woman who was a pure tehora woman, she wasn't a nida, and while they're in the middle of having relations, she says to him, I have become tameh, I felt that I became nida. So in that case, uperesh miyad, if the man withdrew from her immediately, if he removed himself from her immediately and he still has an erection at that point in time, hayav, he has to bring a korban, he has to bring a offering, because mipeneshi yetziato hana'alo bebi'ato, because when he leaves her, when he exits her, it's also a pleasurable movement. When he moves in and he moves out, it's every movement is considered to be pleasurable for the man. So what he has to do is wait for his erection to subside, and then he could remove himself from his wife. That's the only way he's allowed to withdraw. If the Sanhedrin makes a mistake about this ruling and they say that the man should withdraw immediately, then they're obligated to bring the special korban hatat offering. They told the wrong ruling and they told husbands that they're allowed to withdraw immediately, when in reality, any movement is considered to be pleasurable and he would be having pleasure from a nida, and that is a prohibition.